Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and I'm thankful for an opportunity to communicate to you what I'm learning and some of the truths that are just permeating our society. Let me give you a for instance on something I'm learning. In conservative Idaho, the so-called public health authorities are apparently trying to stop Christian missionaries from visiting prisoners. And I don't know how far this extends. I was talking to someone who's in the business of facilitating such visits. And apparently they're cracking down. They don't want it to be in person, and they don't want it to be during the day or during the night. They don't want it to be in person at all. As we've watched what's gone on in the country, I've become so aware of the technocrats. And I've always been aware of the technocratic instinct that they don't particularly like the fact that you have a right to vote, technocrats, because they don't like the fact that you haven't yet gone to them and said, just tell us what to do. And they don't like your freedoms. And if you look at the incrementalism that we've been, you know, watching in the world, just look at some of the incrementalism. How many years have they tried to guilt people or scare people into eating the way that they want us to eat, that they want us to? Well, it doesn't extend to them, of course. There's always a different set of rules for them. But how many years has that happened, that they're trying to control what we eat? And now you'll start to see that even in the World Economic Forum and elsewhere, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy is right next to you're going to eat a lot less meat. Well, wait a minute. Why are they pushing this down on us? And the incrementalism is now so obvious that in the public health field, they've just, technocrats have flooded that field with their visions. And as is often the case, the West Coast can provide for the rest of the world, the rest of the country, a vision of what technocratia looks like, a technocratia. And what it does to people and souls and countries. Because what's unfolding before our eyes with the General Services Administration giving Joe Biden monies to go through about the transition, even as President Trump fights the legal battle, as he should, we'll get into that, where we're at with vote fraud. I stand by my statement, having read a couple of these articles to you, about the algorithmic fraud. It's until I see an explanation for how these votes came about in blocks of 1,200, all for Biden, blocks of 6,000, all for Biden, all at night, all after the counting stopped, supposedly, all serving one purpose, which was Biden catching up, I'm not going to accept this election as legitimate. Until I see that, I'll consider it stolen. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to go burn cities down. I'm not. And it doesn't mean I'm going to go enact violence. I'm not. But it does mean that we are also seeing technocrats in the realm of elections. So from the West Coast to the rest of the country, to the rest of the world, here's what technocratia looks like when it's allowed to fester into complete control.
And the president's lies about our voting system are just that, and they're unacceptable, and they should not stand. Washington State is a beacon of light in this regard because we have demonstrated to the country that an open, accessible, efficient, legitimate all-mail ballot works.
So let's start with the ballots. The election was rigged, and we talked about this prior to the voting, when the Democrats and technocrats combined together to tell us it was absolutely too dangerous to go outside and vote. Technocrats aligned with Democrats. Same technocrats who told you it was safe to go into a Home Depot, told you it would kill all the children if you went to vote in person. And so the voting rules are changed. And they adopted the Washington state rules and then pushed them even further into the bizarre and to the opening up for fraud. And fraud in ways that, unlike the algorithmic fraud, which can be paper trailed, or it's not paper, but digitally trailed, as we've talked about on the show, and we'll continue to talk about, flooding the system with ballots, Cloward Piven, flooding the system with ballots, flooding them with people getting 4 and 5 ballots, simply opens the door to fraud. And everybody knows it. And taking the Washington state system, where we know an election was stolen, and everybody knows it, everybody knows that Chris Gregoire stole the election, there's no question about it, because the analysis afterwards indicates all of the details. So they take that, the technocrats and the Democrats, and they flood it across the country, and specifically into the swing states. And then, magically, it became okay to vote in person. Magically. Fauci saying, oh no, now it's okay to vote in person. After the ballots had been flooded out into people's hands, then it was okay. Technocrats and Democrats. Technocrats and Democrats align on the West Coast to coddle domestic terrorists and cartels and drug activity. And you see cities in absolute decline. But it's not just the cities. It's the children. It's people's mental health falling apart at the hands of technocrats and Democrats. So you have technocrats saying, oh, it's far, far too dangerous to send the kids to school. But it's perfectly okay if they decide to go riot. No one believes those two things are true. One is true and the other is not. No, it is either consistency or it's an agenda. When you're talking about scientific analysis, you take conditions like that and say it's okay for the kids to go into a school for daycare as long as the parents pay $18,000 per quarter. Same building, same kids. All of a sudden, the COVID says, oh, don't go in there because it's daycare. Technocrats and Democrats align behind this. I heard this on my friend Dory Monson's show yesterday, and it is a teacher's union head displaying all sorts of concern for children.
Our kids are resilient. I think one of the concerns as a parent, we have concerns that, oh, is my child falling behind? Well, my question will be, falling behind who? Across the country, everyone has missed certain learning. So if everyone is, quote, behind, I guess no one is behind. And really,
did you hear that? If everybody's behind, nobody's behind. Right there, that is technocratic socialism. It's almost like they want to reset the school system. It's almost like they want to pull the plug on learning. And so sometime in January next year, they can say, well, our hand was forced. We had the world's most deadly virus in history. It was the plague. We had to lock the schools down. And look now, the grades have suffered. We need to completely reset the school system. Technocrats and Democrats have aligned to put into Washington state schools, Oregon schools, California schools, so-called education that teaches little kids that they are sexual beings. The technocrats at the World Health Organization want 4 and 5-year-olds to be taught how fun it is to masturbate, how good it feels, 4 and 5-year-olds. They've put into the schools technocrats building. They want medical facilities built in the schools. Same technocrats teaching kids that they're sexual beings and have a right to pursue sexual pleasure and ability to commit at any age, also want to have medical facilities in schools because kids with bodily agency can decide to go talk to a doctor and say, hey, I'd like to get this shot. Right now, it happens with 13-year-olds and cross-sex hormones. The vision is for vaccinations to be this way. That your kid has agency to walk in to a government building, to a technocrat, to get a shot the technocrat wants the child to have. Oh, sure, it starts with vaccines. But as we know, technocrats never expand their reach. This is being put in place in Washington State, in Oregon, and California, that they have decided they're done dealing with parents. They're done having you control your children's access to health, so-called health. You search back in history, and you find me a time where government wants to remove parents from decisions for their children, you find me a time where that is not a hallmark of the oncoming of absolute totalitarian rule. Find it for me. Send it to me. It'll make me feel better. You know what else comes along with totalitarian rule? Threats of violence and acting it out if you don't go the way of the technocrat. That's happening as well. We'll get to that in 60 seconds after a quick glance at traffic. Technocrats and Democrats embedded into our society, and the technocrats in the so-called public health field have been not necessarily a Trojan horse. We've been aware of some of the really disastrous technocrats, like so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin. He pretends to head King County Health. What he heads is King County totalitarianism. So-called Dr. Jeff Duchin is an example of a technocrat who has destroyed a city and a county. So-called Dr. Jeff Duchin is just an example. King County is a county in which Seattle sits. He has his replicates around the country in Chicago. He's got replicates. He's got replicates in Portland. He's got replicates in California. They all have the same theory. And the theory is this. They need to show society. They need to force society to accept this great vision of utopia that can only exist in the head of a technocrat. And all the while breaking, in my judgment, the Hippocratic Oath. So it is so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin and his replicates who have said in San Francisco elsewhere, let's make sure from a public health perspective, we tell people it is wrong to stop people from taking heroin, meth, or fentanyl. It is against public health. Let's invent a snappy phrase. Let's call it harm reduction. Let's distribute needles and let people shoot up on the streets and let's call it harm reduction. And as technocrats, let's partner with Democrats who on the West Coast are actually communists, like on the Seattle City Council. They are. I know that, oh, it's red baiting, red's under the beds. Except they're not under the beds. They're right here destroying Washington State, Seattle, and King County. They're right here doing it. There were two stabbings yesterday in Seattle. My colleague Jason Rance has articles up about this. Two stabbings. One of the people stabbed was a social worker. Do you understand the irony? In Seattle, they intend to have social workers responding to calls rather than cops. They defunded the police by another 20% yesterday, and Seattle is short by about 300 cops in partnership with technocrats who lecture us that cops are a danger to public health. Cops are a danger to public health. Technocrats and Democrats. From the West Coast as an example to the rest of the country. From Seattle as a warning sign to Spokane, Washington. From Spokane and Washington State as a warning to Idaho. Get control of your so-called public health officials right now. Make them accountable. They are government employees. Get the statist technocrats out of public health and put doctors in. The violence that comes with this. This is part and parcel of totalitarianism, and it's happened in Portland. Andy Ngo has a story of a place called Rio's Ribs. So apparently what happened is the owner of Rio's Ribs made the terrible decision to speak freely. This is what Andy writes. Rio's Ribs, a restaurant in Portland, was destroyed in fire overnight. It's next to the businesses that were vandalized last week by Antifa. The owner gave an interview where he was critical of that vandalism against his neighbors. He spoke out. The same technocrats who have destroyed downtown Seattle with needles and open-air drug dealing and open-air sex trafficking. And there was a woman killed just the other day that appeared to be a case of sex trafficking. And we could go on and on because sex trafficking is up 2,000% according to Matt Larkin, ran to be AG of Washington State. So the same technocrats who have set the table for drug dealers and cartels during the summer said, no, no, the riots, they're necessary because they're fighting a public health crisis. The rioters are fighting the public health crisis of dangerous cops who are a danger to the public health of black and brown people, to use the vernacular of the left. Technocrats and Democrats allowed domestic terrorists to run street war operations and rehearsals in Portland every night and in Seattle on a regular basis. Technocrats and Democrats. So a gentleman is disturbed that his neighboring businesses are burned down. And he simply spoke out as a born free American citizen.
A big portion of the back of the building is burnt and destroyed. And there's a large fire presence here, which is cool. But like, I just want to puke right now in this city. It's disgusting.
So weeks after that, his business is burned down. Technocrats and Democrats. Kate Brown, the so-called governor of Oregon, who has allowed that to fester, which shouldn't surprise anybody since Antifa runs the Democrat Speaker of the House office. No, I'm not. It's not artistic license. The legislative director for the Democrat Speaker of the House in Oregon was apparently arrested at an Antifa riot, according to Andy Ngo. She's Antifa. So the so-called governor, Kate Brown, who with technocrats has allowed her city to become that, where people have their buildings burned down because apparently you're not to speak out. She's telling people to call the cops if they don't like the number of folks you have at your house for Thanksgiving. She wants you to call the police. Well, because it loops right back around. That sixth person at your dinner table, it's a risk to public health. The biggest risk to our society are Democrats and technocrats joined at the hip of totalitarianism. And the party of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're the semi-respectful face on top of a technocratic revolution. And feel free, anytime you wish, to say I'm reactionary and wild. But bring data. Bring the evidence to show me that I should just relax and roll into the technocratic society. Or that, no, technocrats aren't in charge. After almost a year of a lockdown, come to me. Come to me and tell me we are not living under technocratic rule. Try it. No, it'll be fun. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Matt Larkin ran to be Attorney General of Washington State. Going to have sort of a theoretical discussion. My friends are organizing an event at their home. My friend happens to be in law enforcement after Thanksgiving. Going to go through just a theoretical discussion of what might happen if the public health officers came to the door. Matt will talk about that. That might interest some of my listeners because I'm getting note after note after note after note of people saying, yeah, we're having whoever we want over Thanksgiving. So I thought we would ask Matt to provide a little bit of legal advice. Well, he can't do that. Let me be specific and clear. Not legal advice, but discussion of the law. That's coming up on the Todd Herman Show. Being a top-rated producer is turning Alex into a metalhead. I know we're not in the same studio, but I can feel you, dude, nodding. Admit it. Do you know what dude nod means? I know you're only 21. Last time I said 20, and I was excoriated by the listeners for getting your age wrong.
I know what dude nodding is. I'm doing it right now.
Okay. But you dude nod more to my monologues than the music. I just sit and groove. And yeah, I know. I know that's the way it is this early in the morning. Coming up, Matt Larkin joins us for a theoretical discussion about what if you decide that the government doesn't have the right to tell you who to have in your home? You know, that you have this crazy thought that your private property is yours and that adults get to measure the risk of doing something like, you know, having the oldsters over. My mom and I talked yesterday about Christmas, and I mean, it may not happen. And where I stand on the COVID flu is very clear. It's a flu. And for people below the age of 65, it's demonstrably less deadly than common influenza. Where I also stand is, hey, mom, how are you feeling? What do you want to do? My mom is a very strong constitution, but she's an adult human being. She measures risk all the time, sometimes really poorly, like going hiking in the Grand Canyon with two women her age and ended up having to kind of be rescued a little bit, sort of rescued. So sometimes you don't measure risk the right way. Matt Larkin joins us coming up at the top of the hour in Western Washington. Well, Washington State knows him as an AG candidate. Around the country, folks who are planning that you might just ignore the diktats from the technocrats want to take us over. You might want to hear just some general legal theory and some ideas, not specific legal advice. So Matt Larkin joins us. The technocratic deception that we're living under is it goes like this. Josh Ossoff is running to be, God forbid, in the Senate from Georgia. He is a young, know-nothing, radical, you know, in good standing with the older, know-nothing radicals. John Ossoff. This is a tweet that has 46,000 likes. Here's what it says. Politicians should listen to public health experts. Yeah. And to economists. And to national defense experts. And to the citizens. But the implication here is clear. And this is what is so ungodly disturbing to me. How do you listen to the guidance of a public health official who says, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, wearing a mask doesn't provide the same protection, the level of protection that people think it does, weeks later? I wear a mask because it's a signal that it's the right thing to do. How do you, which Fauci do you listen to? But here's what's so insanely disturbing to me, is how potent technocratic propaganda is and how thrilled Mockingbird media members are to distribute and amplify what is propaganda. Let me give you a great breakdown of this. That, and a gentleman did this on Facebook as a county commissioner County Council District 5, Ben Ellenbass broke this out. This is a Washington State phenomena. It applies around the country. There's a reason I say cases, 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 because you'll hear it again today. For the fifth day in a row, over 100,000 cases around the country, another grim milestone. And we've been through cases. I mean, do we all understand at this point when you hear cases, think nothing, 90% of them, the people aren't sick? We got that. But here's the deception. This is from a lockdown state. I'll do it like the news guy.
Cases continue to rise in Washington state, leading public health officials to plead with the public to limit the gatherings for Thanksgiving and make sure that that stinking neighbor doesn't even darken the doorway.
News guy. In Washington state, cases were up 35%. Mind you, 95 to 98% of cases are asymptomatic, meaning the people are almost impossibly unlikely to be able to pass the virus on. Got that? It's flu season. The flu has not disappeared. Does anyone believe the flu just took the year off? No one believes that. Doctors don't believe this. But they're not to test for the flu because they get paid for the COVID. Secondly, the PCR tests can't tell the difference. At the 40-cycle PCR, which is a fraud, they can't tell the difference between dead cold virus, dead COVID virus, or dead influenza virus. They don't know. So cases, cases, cases were up 35%. How much was testing up? This is a part of the dynamic that they never tell you. 60%. Testing is up twice as high as meaningless cases, cases, cases are up. This is over the past, the previous 5 months, by the way. These are October numbers compared to the previous 5 months. Hospitalizations are up 18%. But where are deaths? Before I get to the deaths, let's talk about what hospitalizations mean. It doesn't mean you went into the hospital for the COVID flu. Many cases, it means while you were in the hospital for a primary concern, you tested positive for the COVID flu. Now, that said, my sister works in healthcare, and she's telling me the hospitals in Spokane are jam-packed, and it's a nightmare, and she's on call, and she's not even, she keeps her hand in practicing as a nurse practitioner because she loves it. Other than that, she runs clinical studies. She's far smarter than me. That's a reality, and it's flu season. And you know what else is a reality? People have put off medical care. People have become sicker during this period of time because they've been afraid to go to the hospital or to the doctor. Technocrats and Democrats have scared older people away from going to the doctor. So their health has declined. And now you're getting a flood of people in because they can't allow it to decline anymore. But worry not. All this will be fixed by technocrats who want you to wear a yellow wristband to make sure they know that you've taken the shot.
Wristbands for people who are vaccinated?
Did you hear that as well? Yeah. I mean, what they're discussing at the moment is the passport idea. So in other words, if you're vaccinated, you're now free of infection, of course. And secondly, you will not spread the infection.
And so you get to wear a wristband. That's out of the UK. We'll do more of that later. You get to wear a wristband. Oh, but don't worry. There's some things you can earn. This is also from the UK. If you agree to get tested on a regular basis, you can use a Freedom Pass. Yeah. If you agree every day to get tested regularly, you can earn a Freedom Pass. It's awesome. You can earn the ability to walk about your city. So don't worry. The technocrats have a fix to what the technocrats have caused. It's going to be techno-fantasia. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Believe it or not, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, you actually ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to talk about the Maryland governor, Larry Hogan. Apparently, he has a very special version of the Constitution that only he has, and he hides it in his underoo. Talk about that next on the Todd Herman Show. This is an article that I've been sharing, and Alex, we're going to put this. We're going to put this in the text line. I want you to see this because it's the best description yet of vote fraud. And when I say description, I mean analysis and evidence. And it's so fascinating that the Seattle Times is, look, this is a lost paper. And apparently, and I need to read this article a listener sent me, apparently the Seattle Times is among the newspapers that is taking Chinese money. And, well, I shouldn't say it that way. That is taking money from the Communist Party of China. Not Chinese money. There's not any Chinese money. From the Communist Party of China. Because I don't have any qualms, nor do you, with the people of China. And I look, I have a working theory that the Seattle Times is done even demonstrating a pretense of journalism. Really done. And I think that they, you know, my operating theory on COVID with the Seattle Times is they are not allowed to criticize the lockdowns or the masks. I watched them cheerlead the takeover of six blocks of downtown Seattle and talking about, ooh, look, they have bands playing, and hey, they're doing baking contests, and oh, look, the children are playing with sidewalk chalk. They did everything they could to de-emphasize the obvious danger of it. They've done everything they can to de-emphasize the murders that occurred within CHOP and the rapes and the assaults and the sexual assaults, everything. They are now running a piece that says the only reason that you think, if you think this, the only reason you think vote fraud occurred is because of this. This is their tweet. New research shows how a small group of people, mostly right-wing personalities with outsized influence on social media, helped spread the false vote fraud narrative that led to dozens of Stop the Steal rallies nationwide. It's a Seattle Times tweet and attendant article. Yeah, I think more, the reason that people on the right believe this is because the election was so clearly rigged with your help, Seattle Times. Hey, let's mail everybody who wants one a ballot. And then observing the election closely, saying, wait a minute, why did they stop counting? That's weird. I've never seen that before. Why did all the swing states, or most of them, stop counting? Then the Capital City Press, Woody Jenkins, a real newspaper, did what the Seattle Times will not do, because Seattle Times is no longer a real newspaper. They looked at the data. They looked at the data stream that apparently comes from Dominion voters, the Dominion voting system. They looked at that data stream and said, oh, this is fun. In two states, they tracked Georgia and Pennsylvania as blocks of votes came in regular mathematical intervals, in other words, algorithmic. Hey, here's a bunch of random votes, random, boom, bing, 1,200 for Biden. Random, bing, 1,200 for Biden. Random, bing, 1,200 for Biden. Sometimes it was random, bing, 2,400 for Biden. Random, bing, 4,800 for Biden. Always in increments of 1,200. Always for Biden. Always serving a purpose. Always beginning when Biden was far behind. That was in Georgia. In Pennsylvania, they were in increments of 2,000. Bing, 2,000. Bing, 4,000. Bing, 6,000. You too can look at this. If the Seattle Times had any seriousness, they would actually go look at this evidence, but they won't. The same way they will not disclose that testing has doubled. The same way they will not disclose the details of the COVID flu. The same way they did everything they could to make Antifa stand the takeover of downtown Seattle by a domestic terror organization into chalk art for kids. They're doing everything they possibly can to aid the technocracy. And it's interesting, and I don't know that this is why. I do know that Frank Blevin, the publisher of the Seattle Times, bragged about what I consider to be a money laundering operation where they can take money from groups like the Gates Foundation through an intermediary to help pay for coverage, don't you know? That's the state of journalism, the Seattle Times. It's easy sometimes to listen to the show because on this show, I contend we do more topics, more content, more stories than just about any talk show in Western Washington, maybe in the West. That's why it's easy to say, Todd, stop. I've seen everything. But you haven't. And only a semi-famous Canadian rock band can prove the case. Baby, you just ain't thinking of nothing yet. There's something you never forget, baby. You know, you just ain't seen nothing yet. So this is Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, and I'm sad about this because I really like, as a human being, his lieutenant governor, Boyd, who I worked with at the RNC. Apparently, Larry Hogan keeps a very special copy of the Constitution that only he can see, and it might be that he hides it in his underroom.
Well, it's sort of like saying, I have a constitutional right to drive drunk. I have a constitutional right to not wear a seatbelt. Or to yell fire in a crowded movie theater, or to not follow the speed limit. We're talking about 250,000 people dying already. You know, more than, you know, the Korean War, the Gulf War, and the Vietnam War added together. Which part don't you understand? You wear the mask. There's no constitutional right to walk around without a mask. We did it in 1918. I don't know why we can't do it now.
Because you're a dummy. And I'm sorry. I try to keep this on the level of policy, but you're calling us names. Larry, you're a dummy. As I will prove later in the show, even PBS admits the 1918 experiment with masks didn't work. Across the board, it failed. Larry, I have a constitutional right to not be taken in by propaganda. Even when it comes from you. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.